Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, George Brunette. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Seaburn for the double play. Two outs. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette throws to second for 1, and Hamlin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pearsall moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette fires to third and picks off Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Seaborn moves to third. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Stigman moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive to center field. Tuttle throws towards the plate. Chee-Ti fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chee-Ti. Stigman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Lump moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Phillips scores. Stigman moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stigman covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly pinch hits for George Brunette. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Daly reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Held. Daly scores. Lump moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seaburn strikes out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Chee-Tee moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Hank Foyles. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.